تعرض لفضل الجيشين في الفاق الثالث ويقرر عشان مش هاي اللي تعرض لنوز الكل مع تنزيد انتظام وما نروح الكامل برمي ويقرر عشان وعيش مش هاي اللي تعرض لنوز الكل He's notifying them, Zul Karashan, a strange lesson, because the modern prophet comments on this passage that after the Baruch Hu appointed the Talal in charge, it's Hatzorot, and after the Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Rishus of Bnei Yisrael, I'm disappointed. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you feel that the Talal is destined for the Jats, what do you need their consent for? After the Baruch Hu said, no, that's Talal. That Afafi Chayim, Lecham Olahem Yisrael, notify them and get their Hashkama. So the Allah says, any man in time is Allah Tzibur, and on Kain, he's walking by him, the Tzibur. Here the Chumash has it, you know, this is the original mark of religion. The Chumash has it that he gave to the appointment of the chief priestly, to the Dinyi HaMishkan, which is an important position. And the Shulchan Aruch, they have it with respect to a chazan, with respect to a rabbi in the community, with respect to any appointment of Surah, you have to have a Hashkama Chatzibur for that. Shulchan Aruch, they say in Sinanim, hey, when you appoint a Shliach Tzibur, they didn't have a chazan one day, Simi Damans, and one day another guy Damans, every day someone else Damans, you used to have a chazan decree, a Shliach Tzibur Kavua. So the Shliach Tzibur Kavua is considered a Surah. Just the Dhamma Pranam once Alpi Mikra is not a Surah, but to be Kavua, that's considered a Surah. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the Shliach Tzibur has to have the Hashkama Chatzibur when he's appointed. So they give two reasons. One reason they give is this, and they give another reason that this is the Halakhic Tzibur. Then they give another reason that makes it perhaps the Lav Davka. They say this is called the Shliach Tzibur. The Mishnah says in Brachis that the that a Shliach Tzibur Shetah is in the Rav Sholokov, if you should have Tzibur and Davin, Chazorat HaShat makes a mistake in the Shemana Esrei, it's not a Simen Rav thing. If the person Davin Shemana Esrei makes a mistake, so it's a Simen Rav Lov. The Tzibur does not Shkur the Tzibur. And if he's Davin, the Mishnah says, when Rav Chanita Ben Dosi was Davin for the sick people, so he used to tell them right away, after he finished Davin, whether the sick person is going to pull out of it, or he's going to remain sick, or he's going to die. So yes, and how do you know? What is that what Rav Chanita said? If the Tzibur Shkur Rebbe, then it's a Simen Yofen. If the Tzibur Shkur Rebbe, if the davening didn't run well, then it's a Simen Rav for the one on whom he gets his davening. The Mishnah says that the Shliach HaTzibur, when he recites the Chazorat HaShat, he's davening on behalf of the whole Tzibur. So if he makes a mistake in the Chazorat HaShat, it's a Simen Rav, the Sholcha. The Mishnah says, why? Because Shluchu Shaladim Kemoitza. The Achreinim say in Arachayim, since the Mishnah says Shluchu Shaladim Kemoitza with respect to the Chazim who's davening Chazorat HaShat, and we have a klal in the Gemara regarding Shluch Shalom Kemoisa. The Gemara says in Eilu Metzias, in the second paragraph of Bava Metzias, that we learn out from a pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach. Ken Tarimu Gamatem, Shumas Hashem. Why does it say Ken Tarimu Gamatem? The Gam is Lerabis of Hashliach. And it says the word Gam, next to the word Atem. So that's called a Hekish. And we have two things in the pasuk, one next to the other. So we have a Hekish and a comparison between the two. So just like Atem, just like if you yourself are mafish truma, you have to be mafish l'daitachem, ashluchachem l'daitachem. So too, if the shliach is mafish truma on your behalf, the shliach has to do it l'daitachem. In other words, that the mishaleach has to be memane, the shaliach, midaito. And if the mishaleach is a lab bardas, so the shliach is saying, he's a bardas and the shliach decides to do on his own, you can't do a shliach as bal korcha. Let's say, I appointed you as a shliach, and then before you get to do the shlichus, before you get to do the job that I appointed you, I back out and I say, I don't want you to do it. So you don't remain, it's not a meaning the gabri, it doesn't remain a shliach for the other boy. It's only about the aitachem. If I don't want anymore, so you're no longer my shliach. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that this thing applies also to the chazan who davens decrees for the tzibur. That since the Mishnah says shluchu shalom kemoitzo regarding the shliach tzibur, therefore we should apply this to the eretz hakasim, atam and daitachem, apshluchachem and daitachem. So Rejik thought that that's only at the talosh and musho. The Mishnah, when it says that the shliach tzibur davens on behalf of the kohol, and you apply, the Mishnah uses the lashon that the shliach tzibur shetot in and out of the shokol before shluchu shalom kemoitzo, they thought that it's just a malitza, it doesn't really mean shluchu shalom kemoitzo. Normally when you say shluchu shalom kemoitzo, it means this, really, I should have done it myself. But you do it on my behalf, so it's considered as if I did it. So, what are you going to say? You have 10 people who daven tefillah belachash. Then they appoint one guy, and you should daven chazorat hashash to say the tefillah out loud, the tefillah the kol ranim, the chazorat hashash. So, when he davens the chazorat hashash, it's considered as if all 10 said the chazorat hashash. No. really, it would have been good if each one of the minions said the Shemoneh Esrei all over again. But we appoint one guy and he's the Shliach for everybody. That's not the way it goes. That's not a din of Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi that considered as if I said the Chazal Shas, he said, and all 10 people in the minion. You have a big minion, all 150 people in the minion, everybody said the Chazal Shas. You don't want that. It's not a din of Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi that the Maisa of the Shas, Shlomi relates back to every member of the team. It's different halacha that the tzibur also is one tfilos ha-tzibur. The tzibur together. Every person davens tfilos ha-lachash as tfilos ha-yachid. They davens tfilos ha-yachid, the tzibur. And then together the tzibur also is one tfilos, that's called the tfilos ha-tzibur. Okay. Those who don't daven tfilos ha-lachash and they rely on the chazorot ha-shad, you might see them, that's talking based on Shemei Koine. The pasuk is that, again, the Shemei Koine is not based on Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi. Shemaya Koine means it's considered as if when I pay attention and I say Amen, even if I don't say Amen, it's considered as if I myself had Davos. That's also, that's not the din of Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi. I mean, maybe that's a tshuva like that, Kosh Mishpat. The Shemaya Koine is a different thing. It's not based on first he thought that about the Kev Lo Shoifer on behalf of everybody, but that's the din of Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi. That is not a din of Shemaya Koine. Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi and Shemaya Koine are two different dins. Completely different. They thought that the Shofar that the Baal Tekeh does on behalf of the whole Tzibur must be based on Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi. It's considered with anybody to himself, and it's not based on Shemei Koine. Why? But we thought, let's say by clapping homer or by making noise with the Grager, so we'll say let's appoint one person, he'll make noise with the Grager. Shemei Koine considered as if everybody made noise. But he says you don't say Shemei Koine by noise. You don't say Shemei Koine. Shemei means when you pay attention to words. And in the context, whether it's saying a bracha, saying kiddush, saying a tefillah, reading the Megillah, when there's a story, when there are words, but if it's just a noise, and there are no words, then the Nezah says, he assumes the God Pasha, that's not called Shemaya. Shemaya doesn't mean to hear a noise. Shemaya means to pay attention to the tochen, to the ideas that are being expressed. And here, Shemaya, when no ideas are being expressed, there are no words, they're just noise, so how can you say Shemaya? It must be that it's based on the din of Shluch HaShlomi Kemoisoi. That's what he says. His brother sent him a letter that the father had said that it was based on Shemei Koine, and he thought that it was okay. And then later, years later, he writes another tshuva that he realized that it's correct, that the father was right, that it is based on Shemei Koine. So the tzuvah of Rosh Hashanah and all the din of Shemei Koine, by Kiddush and Havdalah, everything, right after that mishnah that says that the Baal Tekeh can blow for all the people in the shul, and he's also Shemei Koine. Either Taina, how do you have Shemei Koine on noises? Just noise, it's not work. We said over that. So the Lechi said the Holy Soul, with many, many riots, but your Shofar is not just a mitzvah to make noise. Maybe a Yovel that we discussed yesterday, that there's a mitzvah of Kir Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, that's Lahavdal a little bit, like the going to the horns on New Year's Eve. Make a big tarah. So the idea of Kir Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is a similar Shiloh HaRodim. That they're free. You make a lot of noise to the sinner that the people are. It's a mitzvah. It's not like the Shigur HaGoyim, but it's a mitzvah to blow Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So there, in the Rambam, it would appear that the mitzvah is to blow, to make noise. That's what the Maharam Al Shaka points out. The Rambam, both in the Sefer HaMitzvah and in the Yarach HaZok, the words are mitzvah differently on Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah says it's a mitzvah to Shmoa, he is Shofar. Shmiata, the Shmoa Kol Shofar, that's the Nusach HaBrach, the Shmoa Kol Shofar. And in Yom Kippur, the Rambam writes the mitzvah of Koach. It doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah of Shema. Rambam Shaka points out that when the Rambam Gloshim sees that the teacher is a mitzvah. And Yom Kippur is not a mitzvah to make noise. And Rosh Hashanah is not a mitzvah to make noise. A mitzvah of Shema called Shofar means that it's a mitzvah of tefillah. It's a chelek of tefillah. Except that normally a tefillah has words. You formulate what you're asking for. I want a shidduch. And I want this shidduch. And I want this parnasa. And I want to have children. I want to have a refuah shleima. I want to have this and I want to have that. And Kiyah Shofar is tefillah without any words, but it implies that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we need, he knows better than we do what we need. And whatever we need, that's what he should do. It's also so there is, and this I have to say Shemei Koine, there is an Indian. Except instead of spelling out what the Tzarochim are, so we leave it blank, but there is a token to it, not some of it's going to make a noise, to make a racket on Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Avnei Nezer backs up, and he says, if you do say Shemei Koine on Kiyah on Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
a Sameach says like that, you know. A Sameach says you can't say Shlucha Shalom Kimoy, so it relates to him. He says, why don't you say Shlucha by Mitzvah Shavuzuko, let's say, I'll ask you to put on Tzulim for me. Put on Tzulim on your own, you'll be Moy to me. I'll ask you to sit in Tzulim for me, I'll ask you to eat Matzah for me, I'll pay for Matzah. So the Rishayim say there's no Shlucha by Mitzvah Shavuzuko. So the Rishayim did say this with you one time and it says you a different time. The Sameach, Al-Aram, it is a different time. He wants to say, if you're Mekadosh and Isha, I might be here, if the Kedushin is not called for you, then the whole my Kedushin relates to me. You give a get to my wife, I might be here as representing you. You give a get to my wife, nothing's going to be called. The Torah is you. You represent me only, so then you can say, Shalot HaFolim Kedushin, and the Maitre relates to me. But if you're going to sit in Sukkah, even if you already sat in Sukkah in the morning, you already ate a Sukkah in the morning, eat another Sukkah, so that's your mitzvah, Yeshiva, the Sukkah. You daven this morning and you wear tefillin, then you're going to daven again and wear tefillin for me. That's your davening, it's your tefillin. You got the mitzvah. It can't relate to me. It relates to you. Why should it relate to me? If it relates to you, that's what he's saying. The Shluch of Shalom Kimos only works if the thing that the fellow is doing, the Shluch is doing, has no relevance to him, has no application, has no meaning, has no mashmaut to the Shaliach, and it only has meaning if you apply it to the Shaliach, then you say Shluch of Shalom Kimos. But if it applies to him and to me, then not. The Tanya is that that should be against the Avnei Nei. I mean, he thought that by Tzmir Shaker it must be based on, originally thought, it was based on Shluch HaShalom HaKimoyser, and the Tanya is, how can it be? That he needs the Tzmir Shaker for himself? How can he say that it relates to the other? I mean, the only time you can blow shaykh is to unite the others if you don't start doing yaitse already. Yeah, but that's, if you say like the Avnei Nezer, that about the camp, blow shaykh is not everybody in shul, it's not based on shemekah, it's based on shlichas, and if you put that together with your sameah, you come up with a start of the kiddush, because about the camp can only be might the other people in shul, at first you can see himself, and then he might see everybody else. That was granted that it since says like that. And it says that was the practice always, that they had kiyas and yushim and kiyas and yuman. Because kiyas and yushim, everybody sat. Like by the scribes. They sit. The davka, they sit. The ramamites, they sit. So some achrayim say that the davka, that's the meaning of time, they sit the shat kiyas and yushim. Why? So the pashtus is because the chachamim weren't much yet understand. But the Nitziv has a fantastic explanation in his commentary on the Shulchan. He writes that they still to demonstrate that they don't want to have kavanah lotzeh, have kavanah shalolot. So, but about the KFCN, because he doesn't help if he has kavanah shalolot, because the Gaonim are of the opinion, he says that if you do a mitzvah, kavanah shalolot is still yet. He says that about the KFCN, because he's supposed to stand the shas when he gets his kishon. He needs yet, even if he would have kavanah shalolot, so that's how they hold, like the Shita Tara'ah. The mitzvahs ain't shichat kavana, it's not even about karpin yet. He claims that the Baal Bekeh is yet, he is the shas, he is in the Yusha. And then when the Tzibah stands, the shas, he is in the Yuma, then they're yet. So it comes out that it's always Yatsa Mait. But yes, the way we have the institution of Kir Shaker, after the Gemara instituted, he is in the Yusha, he is in the Yuma, the first Baal Bekeh is yet for himself, and then afterwards he's made to his feet. Yeah, but that's difficult. So what did they do? This Manah Gemara, they didn't have that? Before the Takana that the Gemara had, that they blow kids and Yushin, kids and Yushin. Manah Mishnah. This Manah Mishnah, they blew only in Chazar Zashat. So the Baal Pekeh wasn't Yaitse first and then he was made to the Tzibur. He was Yaitse himself at the same time that he was made to the Tzibur. So you can't say like that. Yes, something has to go. Either the Avnei Nezer goes, the Avnei Nezer himself acts that. He threw out his own story. He said that it is based on Shemekah and it's not based on Yosemite. Or the Yosemite goes. You can't hold both together. No, it does relate to you. Mara says, Moshe Rashi Shita in Sefer Tardis is that if you shake a lulav many times in the same day, you say bracha, like tefillin. Every time you put on tefillin, you say bracha. And even on the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass him like Rashi. We say, you only say bracha the first time you yoyse lulav. And if you misuk, because you were yoyse and not going to take a second time, so you take this out of bracha, because maybe you were yoyse the first time, and you can't say the second time, but still it's a hemshif. When I take the lulav the second time, it is a hemshif of the Netilas lulav the first time, the harayah, that the Gemara says, the Dan Shem Yerushalayim needs to carry the lulav all day long. So he says, whenever a person must be the fellow, ate matzah the little Pesach. And he had the whole state and he finished, and he benched and said everything. And then he eats matzah again. He's not mukhuyim yet, but I still consider this a hemshif of the original matzah. Why is not eating the matzah later, the achilas prat of the original achilas matzah? He says, it doesn't matter, everything is a hemshif of the original mitzvah that's in store for me. explains the only time you can say Shluchas Shalom Kemaisa, that my Maisa can relate to you. Just in Shluchas is it, the Maisa that I do has no halachic relevance, has no halachic significance to me. It's not being loyal to me, anything, it's not making any halachic to me at all, then it can relate to you. But if it's good for me, and it's good for you, so then it's good for me, and it's not good for you. And then it's not good. And you don't say Shluchas Shalom Kemaisa doesn't relate to me, it relates to me, so together that's the other. Usually I've left the Berkish and Echo. That's not a problem. The Echo is that in Shlichas, that cannot apply, the Maisa that I'm doing has halachic relevance to me. Not only completely, totally irrelevant to me, then I say it relates to you. It relates to me, so why should I say it relates to me? It's only to me, but yeah, you just pointed out, you put them together with the original flora of the Avinator, the Shaper, the Bahamayah, most of everybody based on Shlichas, not based on Shemek Kaina. But then you would have to come out that the Bahamayah would always have to be mighty himself first, and only after it would be mighty everybody else. But it just says that that's the practice that we have today. We have to use the Yusha, excuse the Yuma, the way the Gaonim is, excuse the Yusha, everybody sits except for the Baal Tekei and Lumbe. Why? Because he has to be Yaitan. Everybody else is not Yaitan today. Yeah, but what do they do even in the same group? What they do with Mana Mishnah, that they didn't have to give the Yusha, they don't have to give the Havarat Hashem. So the Baal Tekei was mercy himself, but at the same time, they would mercy everybody else. Can't put these two things here. Can't say like the Yosemite and like the Yavinator.
Don't we usually advise the
involuntary to have an idea over everybody else when he goes over? Doesn't that apply more than this? Does that apply more than this? That's a question, that's a detailed question. Why is that so? The Gemara Rashana, at the end of the third paragraph, says, whenever you have Shanae coming, you have to have Kavanah Lot, to the earth. So the Baal Hamor says, and that Gemara, Cain claims that that's the Ramam, she goes also, this Allah and Shanae coming. In order that my Amir should relate to you, that my Kiddush and my Abdullah should relate to you, you have to have Kavanah Lot, and Kavanah Lot. That's what the Baal Hamor claims, and our Cain claims that's the Sheikh of the Ramam. That may be true if he must come to the Gemara. If the Baal Hamor says, when you get to the end of the Gemara, twist and turn, to do the Shema Kaina. But the Haskalah of the Gemara, and many other parts of the whole life, is Chila Tatsugi and Rosh Hashanah. And in the third paragraph says, not so. That it's not as in Shema Kaina. In order to apply the principle of Shema Kaina, you have to have Kavana Lahat and Kavana Lahat is the way everybody thinks in Shema. No, Chila Tatsugi and Rosh Hashanah is a different deal. Allah, if you hold this, it's Chila Kavana, then you have to have Kavanah Lahat and Kavanah Lahat. If you with the whole Mitzvah and Kisah Kavanah, then there will be no need for Kavanah Lahat and Kavanah Lahat. But the Nag Gemara was here, it's not a process in the Din, it's not a condition, it's not a condition in the application of Shemek Kohenah. Shemek Kohenah only works if you have Kavanah Lahat and Kavanah Lahat. No, it's a general universal Din of Mitzvah Sikha Kavanah. If you hold Mitzvah Sikha Kavanah, if you don't hold Mitzvah Sikha Kavanah, then you don't need Kavanah. Baal Hamor claims that that's only the Tchina Fasim. You get to the Maskana and they back out from that Tliyus. It's not totally good to that. It's going to be all this, the same thing with Kavana. That's a good reason. But if you want to invite somebody else with Shanae Kaina, then you clearly need Kavana Lahu Te Kavana Lahu. I'm kind of claiming that that's the Ramam Shigur. What, the Korean?
Yeah.
You can send a Shlia. I mean, how do you explain all of this? I don't know. You have to look at your map. He tries to explain why all this should be good for you, why you can't have Shlia. So why not send somebody else? Point to his story. Maybe there the nature of the Mitzvah is that's how the Ramam holds. The Mitzvah of Lo Yitamo, the Ramam Shita is that Lo Yitamo Mitzvah only applies to Kohanim. It doesn't apply to Israel. It doesn't apply to the women. Only applies to the Kohanim who are Muslim, not to the Mitzvah of the Mason. So they are Mechuyah to the Mitzvah to their Krogan. It doesn't demonstrate Chil Kedush Yisrum. So it will send the Zahar, the Mitzvah won't be fulfilled. The Krogan should be Mitzvah. What if he sends a different Korah? What if the brother of the mate will send another card? He sends someone who's not a card, no, he has to send another card. send another Torah, say write the Mishnah, so you bring this different stuff. And then outside is the Chlal one. If I can't, we'll send a Zahar to do something. Once this session with the Torah tomorrow. Some of this, we have a good reason there, I don't know. Can't say that he likes this, doesn't like it. What do you mean he likes this? What does he say? I don't know. That's how the Abinader thought originally that the din of Kiya Shaifer, that you might see everybody with Kiya Shaifer, the din of Shlicha, the Hakam Mishnah says that the Kiya Shaifer is talking to Nisha, and Kiya Shaifer is talking to Babinish, what's on Nisha, and Bashmish, and not, but she's saying the Torah of Kiya Shaifer, which is not the way of Kiya. In the terms of just like the Gemara says in Gittin, that an Eved Knein, he cannot be a Shliach, forget the Gittin of Kiddushin because he's Deinu B'Torah. So too, an Akum, the Gemara says, the Kiddushin cannot be a Shliach, for our Prashat Truman, he's Deinu B'Torah. So too, an Isha cannot be a Shliach, he's a Shliach because he's Deinu B'Torah. They say here also, that the coin will send Yisrael to Zuchat Be'em, that he's Deinu B'Torah. That's why he can't be a Shliach. Some of them will give a whole Cheshbon on every Mitzvah, why not? I don't know. Others give easier reasons. So getting back over here, these are the two reasons that they give a Shulchan Aruch, that you're not permitted to be Mamana Shliach Tzibur Bal Korcha of the Tzibur for two reasons. Number one, they claim because it's Shlichus, and Matam L'daitachem Ashlichachem L'daitachem. They all thought that that's the Tzamlitzah, that that's not really so. But you can't say that it's based on Shluch HaShlorim Kimoisoi, that when the Hazorah HaShat was recited, it's considered as if all the 10 people in the Minyan had said that Ishmael Esau. We don't want all 10 people to say the Ishmael Esau. You only want one person to say, I'm here. They all said a very Tzibur Balara. We want one person to say now the Tfilas HaTzibur on behalf, one Tfilas HaTzibur on behalf of everybody. Same thing the Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Tshuva, one of his stories, Lekach Tzibur, Rabbi Yeh Lalocha, he writes a Kriya Tzibur. When you write Kriya Tzibur, he says, Bechlal, it's not based on Shemei Koine. Kriya Tzibur is not based on Shemei Koine. Shemei Koine means like this, like Kiddush. Let's say one person says Kiddush, and everybody's paying attention, so it's considered as if everybody had recited Kiddush. By Kriyas HaTorah, that's the Pshat, that Shemei Koine, one person laying Kriyas HaTorah, so it's considered as if everybody had laying Kriyas HaTorah. That's what we want. I mean, really, let's say about Kriyas Shofar, we really want everybody to blow Shofar. So either you say Shemei Koine, or you say Shluch Shlom Kimoiso. Maybe you say one thing or the other, either the original Torah or the Abinayim or the Pashtus is the final Torah. That when one person blows Shofar on behalf of everybody, it's considered as if everybody had blown Shofar. But that's Nitan Layama. What's going to be, let's say, by Kriyas HaTorah, by Chazorah HaShat, when one person lays Kriyas HaTorah, he says the Chazorah HaShat, we consider it as if everybody says the Chazorah HaShat. We consider it as if everybody lays the Kriyas HaTorah. We don't want that. We don't want all kinds of people in Shul to lay Kriyas HaTorah. You can't say by Kriyas HaTorah that a Shemei Koine or a Tzidin Shluch HaShlodim Kimoyim. It's a Tzidin that the Tzibur should have a Talmud Torah, but Rabbim, it's not based on Shemei Koine. The same thing the Chazorah HaShat. We don't want Shluch HaShlodim Kimoyim, and we don't want Shemei Koine either. We don't want either of those. But he would have said Shemei Koine or Shluch HaShlodim Kimoyim. So what it would mean is that when the one person recites the Chazorah HaShat, it's considered as if all the people in the shul have said Chazorah HaShat. We don't want that. We only want one person to say. It's a different thing. But the Tzibur also has one Tzibur HaShat Tzibur together, and the Tzibur has one Talmud Torah together. That's an Afkamina Ledina here. Let's say by Kriyas HaTorah is an Afkamina Lalocha. By Shemei Koine, or by Shluch HaShalom Kimoiso, you have to have, let's say, by Shluch, you have to have Matach and Ladaitach and Mat Shluchach and Ladaitach. You only say Shluch HaShalom Kimoiso if the Shliach does it. I'll tell you the following case. The Bal Korei hates one of the Balabatim in the Shul. And he tells him in advance, but I have in mind not to be Moiso to you with Kriyas HaTorah. What's the Halacha? Can that Balabat be Yoitzi Kriyas HaTorah in Shul? Do you have to go to another Shul to hear? Says in the Shulchan Aruch, question, says Shulchan Aruch the Shat, who has in mind not to be mighty one person, since he's the Shliach HaTzibur, supposed to represent all the people in the Tzibur, so he's not even mighty anybody there. No one here said he has in mind not to be mighty one. The Ramon, and Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, quotes that in the Hagoras Magen again. That's the question, not by a Shliach HaTzibur, that he's doing a Tzibas HaTzibur. By Kriyas HaTorah, it doesn't say that. Yeah, I don't know, but you say that he's representing the Tzibur. I don't know. This is a Shaila of Allah. What is it? So the Rav said, oh, the name of his father, Ramesh Toresh, he had such a Shaila in Europe. And he said, that the Balkari lived on Shogunas, so he told one of the Balabasi, he hates him, he has mind not to be Maitzi him. So he asked Balabasi, the son of Balabasi, he asked the Rav whether he has to go daven in another Shul. The Rav Moshe told Maitzi, he said he doesn't have, so you can hear the Kriyat HaTorah here. Because when the Balkari, when the Balkari lane, to be Maitzi everybody, it's neither based on Shemeh Kroina, nor is it based on Shlichus. It will be based on Shlichus, then you have to have the Zaitachem. So you have to have a mind to be mighty, the Shlich has to have a mind to, on behalf of the Meshaleh. And it will be based on Shemeh Kroina. But then also you have to have in mind that she's Kavan HaMashmiya, that she's Kavan HaShemeh, you have to have Kavan HaLotze, Kavan HaLotze. But this is based on neither, because if it were to be based either on Shemeh Kroina, or on Shlichus, then it would, Pshat would be that we considered as if everybody in Shul learned Kriyas HaTorah. That we don't want. We want to have one Kriyas HaTorah. We don't want to have everybody. If everybody's going to learn his own Kriyas HaTorah, we won't have nine people paying attention to the Balkari. No one's going to be here. Kriyas HaTorah has to be adopted with people. So it's a different halacha that you have Talmud Torah Barabbi. The Talmud Torah Barabbi. What do you mean I have Kavanah not to be Maitzi? Let that say a Shir. And have a mind not to be Maitzi one of the Talmudim. But he understands the Shir. He's listening. He attends. If he doesn't attend, he's going to have a mind to be Maitzi. But if he is here, I don't like when I have a mind not to be Maitzi. So he's Maitzi anyway. He's paying attention, he's listening. So he's like, there you go. The same thing over here. What do you mean the Balkari has a mind not to be Maitzi in Balabas when he does his life? I mean, he has a mind. Balabas is paying attention, and he hears. He's Maitzi Thomas Herb. Not a din of Shemeh Kain, or Shluch HaShlam Kimaisai, that you have to have Kavanah Lahoytzi, that you have to have Matah Mosaitzach and Avshluchach and Adai. Neither din. Ramah quotes the Haggadah Mani by the Shliach Tzibur by Tfilah, by Hazorat HaShas, that since he's supposed to be the Shliach HaTzibur, like over here it's considered a sorority. He says you're not allowed to point the Shliach HaTzibur without the Haskama. Without the Haskama of the Tzibur. Because that's a sorority. You're not allowed to have a sorority without, without the Haskama. What about the Balkari? Is that also a sorority? No, they both have this in common that neither by Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur nor by Chazaras HaShas is neither a din of Shlichus nor a din of Shemeh Kroina. By Chazaras HaShas, the Ramah has that din. If he has a mind not to be mighty one person, no one's yet. I don't know, this says in Shulchan Aruch that the Shliach Tzibur is considered a Tzoror. It's considered a Mina. It's the whole discussion, it goes B'Yusha. Shliach Tzibur dies, it goes B'Yusha. Like Malchus, who won't be carried so? Malchus goes B'Yusha. It's an Indian of Tzoror. I don't know, the Balkari is also called a Tzoror. I don't know if you need there. Let's say a guy goes up and he lays Kriyas HaTorah without, and the Tzibur is unhappy about it. And he's then creates a third. Let's say if a chazan goes up and he chaps on and everybody's angry at it, that's nothing. That if he goes up without the haskama, he doesn't represent them. What about if I create a third? It doesn't represent them. So he lame. He didn't say the psukim. I don't know if that thing would apply by creating a third. Yes. Whoever is not, whoever he has in mind not to be yet, is certainly not yet. By Kiyosha, because it's based on Shemek Reina. That's for sure. But the Shagat, would you say that all the other members of the Tzibah are also not Yosef? That doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch Bat Tzibah. It doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch Bat Tzibah. It says it by the Shlech Tzibah by Chazaras HaShas. I don't know if you can say that the Baal Tekeh is also considered a Hashas. I don't know if he has a dream in the Shlech. That the Shliach Tzibur who has in mind not to be Maitzi, one of the people in the shul is not a Maitzi anybody, but that's only by Davina. It's only by Chazaras HaShas. It's a new din of Shliach Tzibur. By the Tzibur Shaykh is not at all. But by Kriyas HaTorah also not at all. No, he doesn't mean it as a Knar. No, that goes mind. He says it in Ikir Adin. So that's really not all. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have the following din. The din of Dunhei has the following startling din based on this passage. That when you appoint a Rav in the shul, the din is you have to have haskama kol ha-balabatim. You have to have complete consent of all the people in the shul. Once the rabbi is already appointed, and then there's a sichtuch whether he should continue in his position or not, but then it says that he has the Rav HaTzibur backs him, that's sufficient. He doesn't have to have the kol ha-tzibur. The chiluk is made between the tchilat hismanut as opposed to the preserving of a shtar. Then the Magen Avraham says that our minig is not so. We don't follow this din. You have to have a unanimous vote when you elect a rabbi. It's not impossible. You never have a rabbi. Most communities never have a rabbi. Have to have a unanimous vote. The Magen Avraham says that we don't follow that din, that we assume that both to get the position and to retain the position, it's enough with a robe. But the din is that you do need a robe. Let's say a rabbi was elected in unanimously or based on a robe, and then later on, after a year or two, the Balabatim don't like it. It doesn't show enough that if the robe the people don't like him, there's not a lot of say. There's a rabbi. What if he's going to pack the shul? He'll get people to become. No, we discussed this mediation. Shouldn't we discuss? No, he just said a chiluk between quoted the Ramah. A tzorah usually has a thing that once you appoint him, so the tzorah is the Olam Vod. And even after he dies, the son gets to be Yushin. And the mediation is quoted the Ramah. And every day, he'll have a Torah. And in Western Europe, or Hoshkin in America, his man who had chiluk was with man Kotsu. He only gave him a 3-year contract or a 5-year contract, whatever it was. And then you don't say that it's understood that the Hismanus and the Torah wasn't there on board. But it's still a Torah. Maybe the way Rabbanus is in America is not a Torah. It's a different word. But the Ramah is assuming that it is a Torah. It's not going on the old time Rabbanus. When the rabbi passed through the Shiva, that's the deal. They're all buffered from this and this. So the Ramah is assuming that it is a Torah. So that's why in the Shulchan Aruch they have these deals. That for the rabbi to get his position, the Ikara then he has to have a unanimous vote. And the Magen Avraham says, as long as the minig is against that vote, the minig is that robe is enough. But to retain the position, you don't need a unanimous vote. So that is sufficient with a robe. But what's the bus hates the robe? Let's say they want to fire the rabbi. And then the rabbi gets all of his friends and relatives to become members of the shul. And then it comes to the election, and they go vote for favor of the rabbi. Or president, we got rabbi president. Same with president of the shul, vote for the shul. Let's say they get all the people to vote. He gets his friends around to become members, and then they vote for him as the president. So is that good enough? He has a robe. So the post can say, la'alocha, that you need a double robe. It's not the Gemara sometimes talks about a robe minion and a robe binion. A robe minion means you just count how many are there. There are 500 members in the shul, that's 251 members, vote for it, so that's a robe. Then you have a robe binion. Robe binion means the chashuv are members of the shul. The chashuv are the people who donate money, or the bnei Torah, or the people who daven in the shul. So let's say someone wants to be elected as the president, or someone wants to retain his position as a rabbi, or whatever, and then he packs the ballot for people who never attend the shul, they never daven, they live in a different city, a different community, they just came for the election. So true, according to the bylaws of the Constitution, that they're members and they're entitled to a vote. That would constitute a rogue minion. But you don't have a rogue minion. So the person say, la'aloch, in order to get a position, or in order to retain a position of tzorah, that Allah requires you have to have a rogue. So it says you have to have a rogue minion and a rogue binyan. This is very negay ladina. Let's say you have a rabbi in a shul, and the majority of the members of the shul want to retain the rabbi. But the majority of the members of the shul consist of people who just come Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and to Yisker and Yartzai, that's all, but they don't come every day. And the Balabatma come every day to shul, every Shabbos, every Yom Kippur. They're unhappy, they want to get themselves a different rabbi. For whatever reason they're unhappy with the rabbi. So true, you have the rogue minion, but you don't have a rogue binyan. First to say the rogue binyan means the chashuv of Balabatim, the Bnei Torah, or the people who support the shul. The rogue binyan has different meanings. In each case you have to determine. But the pasuk can have real detailed halachas based on this pasuk. Ru kar Hashem, Hashem v'stalo, so the world learns that in prophets from this pasuk. Then when you mamana somebody has a tzor on the tzibur, you have to have the haskamah of that tzibur.
The tzibur laws make up some laws, like they will require on themselves 1/3 or 60% or something like that. Right?
Yeah.
Or is that going against some kind of a law?
I don't know. Some of them can make up special. To retain the position, you should need to get the position in the first place. You need a unanimous vote by a tzorah. The Magen Avraham says in the name of the Knesset Gedolah, this is the minig is not so. The minig is that we rely on roe. So let's say if they have bylaws that it's not enough for a simple roe, you have to have 2/3 or 3/4. And it's a body group. It's getting closer to the halacha, close to what the din should be. But even as far as retaining the position, they tell the Shulchan Aruch that a simple robe is enough. Some of them can also make a takana takal, that a simple robe is not enough. Right, so he doesn't have a robe. He has to have a double robe. The president of the shul, the rabbi, has to have a double robe.
So you understand, he has to have a double robe, both Indian and Indian. So that means that if he has a robe, Indian, If you have, if a road mini wants to stay, a road didn't want to leave.
He doesn't have a road. No, he doesn't have a road. He doesn't have, there's not a lot of fortune stuff on the tzibur. He does not have a road. Having a road means you have both the road minion and the road business. You have a double road. Dr. Leshi used to say years ago when Rabban used to have difficulties with the Balabatim and he used to have fights and shoes and so on. So a lot of the Rabban from the yeshiva, a lot of the Mesmochim wanted the Rav to help them out, that he should send a letter maybe here for speak to the president and then here, whatever. But he said that he always recommended to Rabban they should get somebody else. But he holds that it's against Allah. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to have the Rav in the Yin and the Rav Bini. You have to have the Rav with the Balabatim to retain the position, to get the position you need. Unanimous vote, Nika Rezina, to retain the position of Allah, but you need a vote. That's what the favor she did.
He doesn't have a vote.
The Pasuk says that when they made the Mishkan, so the Umnim were making everything Malachas Masher. The Gemara takes this Pasuk Malachas Masher. That was it. When they made the Mishkan, the Malacha had to be done. The Yatiyas HaMishkan had to be done with Shmoch, the Yatiyas HaMikdosh Lishmi. And had to be done with an Asiya and an Eifan of Malachas Hashem. The Gemara in so many places in Shabbos and other places takes this pasuk and applies it to Malachas Shabbos. And not only did the Malachas HaMishkan have to be done in the fashion of Malachas Hashem, in order for a person to violate Chil Shabbos, it's only called a Malacha, it only constitutes a Malacha if it's done in an Eifan of Malachas Hashem. How do they know to still do the pasuk is by the Asiya HaMishkan? What's the connection to Shabbos? So the Ramban explains how Kumish the Pshat. But here in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, and in several studies in several studies here at the end of Shmos, the same as repeated. The mitzvah of Shabbos is given. Parshas Vayakel begins with Shabbos. Eila hazam shatzivah Hashem la'asot osam shei shetamim te'osam malocha, that Shabbos are not permitted to do malocha, and then it says they should do the mishkan. So the Gemara Darshan from the Shmichas HaPutin, that although it's a very important mitzvah to do the mishkan, nevertheless, the Asiyas HaMishkan is not Deicha Shabbos. Why is the Asiyas HaMishkan not Deicha Shabbos? Because whatever was necessary, Hachtahavi, the Mishkan HaShiva, whatever was necessary to Asiyas HaMishkan, constituted Malacha. Whatever was not necessary in Asiyas HaMishkan was not a Malacha at all. So you're not allowed to do anything of Asiyas HaMishkan on Shabbos, because everything that was involved in Asiyas HaMishkan was a Malacha. So the Ramban HaKumish explains that in the Slichas HaParshias, you don't have these two Halachas. Halacha number one, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Deicha Shabbos. And halacha number two, we learn out the definition of a malacha. The Gemara says on the first half of the Kama, "Hach tahavi b'mishka hashiva korel ayav." Whatever pu'ula was necessary for the asiyas hamishkan is called an av malacha on Shabbos. Whatever was not necessary, the asiyas hamishkan is not called malacha. This the and then the Rishonim had on the Balei HaTosfos said answer this. Rabbi Chumash has this in the Dami. And since the Chumash describes the way the halacha insisted, the mishkan should be made. Everything should be done. Malachas Machshavas. The Nitzvik said, "V'charosh is seven amalos, v'charosh is six lassos." V'chol Malachas Machshavas. Since Asiyas HaMishkan has to be done in the night of Malachas Machshavas, it only constitutes a malach on Shabbos if it's done in the same way it's done in the Mishkan. Only those 39 pools that were done in the Mishkan constitute a malach, and only if it's done in the way it was done in the Mishkan behind the Malachas Machshavas. What exactly do we derive from this part of Halacha Lamaisa? The Gemara has a list of dinim. Whatever is not Malachas Machshavas is not a Malacha Min HaTorah. The Gemara has number one, if you do a Malacha Talacha Yad, it's only the Rabbanu. If you do a Malacha Ayde Shiva. Okay, a person writes with it, a person with the right, he writes with the left hand. On Shabbos, it's only this is the Rabbanu. Because in the Mishkan, they had to do adopt the Malachas Machshavas in the normal fashion. If you do Talacha Yad, it would have been possible for Asiyas HaMishkan. But for Shabbos, if it's done by Echon Shal Talacha Yad, it's only this is the Rabbanu. Number two, the Gemara says every malacha has to have a kishir. The Gemara says regarding hoitzot, the Gemara says in Zohar regarding hoitzot, the person carries on Shabbos. In the middle of Matzah Hashanah, there are a few prokhim, three, four prokhim, and the Mishnah lists off what's the shear carrying on paper, what's the shear carrying on ink, and what's the shear carrying for water, and what's the shear carrying if you're carrying potatoes, and what's the shear to carry if you're carrying parchment, and every little step, if you're carrying metal, if you're carrying wood, if you're carrying an egg. The Mishnah has different shear on the hand. And milk and wine, every different food and every different thing has a different shear how much you have to carry. So the Gemara says in Zochim that the din of carrying on Shabbat that you need a shear is based on the pasuk Malachas Machshavas. But if you carry less than a shear, it's a lack of Malachas Machshavas, so it wouldn't even be, let's say, the other 38 malachas. Regarding the other 38 malachas aside from Haitzor, that's a shayla. If a person does malachas on Shabbat, only doing malachas to the extent of chatzi shear, the Rashi says in Shabbat that that's an Issa Deraisa. Just like by Macholot HaSuris, we say Chatzi Shir Osman HaKer. Rashi says, "I'm not finding dollars in Shabbos." The Chod Tishiras Minatar applies to Melechah Shabbos as well. But regarding Hartzah, Rashi will not say that. That's the Mesevish Gemara in Zvachim. That regarding Hartzah, the person who carries less than a Tishir, he will not be. It will not be also Minatar. It's only an Issur Rabbanan. So the Gemara says the Mesevish of Tishir for the Melechah Shabbos is needed because of the idea of Melechah Hashem is also Tishir. So if it doesn't have that Tishir, it lacks the Hashivas of Hartzah. It lacks the Hashivas. It lacks Melechah Hashem. It's not a Melechah at all. And others might perhaps disagree with Rashi. That's a shadow whether all the Rishonim agree with Rashi or perhaps they disagree. Perhaps they will take that Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Zvachim that says they need a shear for Haitzor because Malachas HaShem is HaSatur. Perhaps they'll apply that to all the 39 Olas Malachas. Perhaps it shouldn't only be limited to Avkit HaHaitzor. Perhaps in all the Lamas HaMalachas, all the shears that are needed and every Malach that needs a shear is because Malachas HaShem is. And in all the Malachas, if you do a Malach and Malachas HaShear, it will be Mutam HaTur. The whole Issa will only be Mene Rabbanah. That's a shadow. That's the shadow that the Achorim discussed. Maybe there are Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. Can't tell because they call the Rashbam, the Rashbam is called the Rashbam. The Rashbam is called the Rashbam. How speaking about Hotsor? The Rashbam didn't add anything onto the Gemara in Rome. The Gemara Zohar says the Teresh says by Hotsor. You have to add a Tishir. Why should anybody distinguish? Why should Rashi be Mechalik between Hotsor as opposed to the other 38 Malachas? In Hotsor, if you do the Malachas to the extent of a Chatzishir, it's only the Rabbanim because it lacks Malachas Machshevet. And the other 38 Malachas, even if you do the Malachas with a Chatzishir, it'll be a Chatzishir also in Hotsor. What's the thing? I'm trying to say because Hotsor is considered by the Mishraim as a Malachas Ruach. A weaker Malachas than a young. Gemara points out that from all the Lama tests of his Malachas, only four are written the Feirish in the Chumash. The Torah has Hotsor, and this week says it says by Yikoli Ha'ome Ha'vi that they were carrying the things to the donations to the Shumas HaMishkan to build the Beit HaMikdash with, to build the Mishkan with. Hotsor has mentioned the Feirish, and then also in this week said we have the Feirish Havorah, so the Vareish B'chol Ma'ashoseh Miyam HaShabbat Havorah is mentioned. Then you have another two that are mentioned, namely Bachorah Shabbat HaTzibah, the Gemara discusses this. Why is Chavish and Ketira singled out? What about all the other 37 Malachas? So the Gemara says Chavish and Ketira, either the Pasuk referring to Shemitah, has nothing to do with Shabbat, the Pasuk referring to Shemitah, Bahar Shabbat Tishba. And even though it says Yomim, by Yom HaShvi Tishba, it doesn't mean Yom HaShvi, it means the seventh year, it doesn't mean Yom HaShvi. Or the Gemara suggests another Pshat, no, that perhaps the Pasuk is talking about Shabbat, Bahar Shabbat Ketira is telling about the Russia, that Ketira Saimah is Mutah B'Shabbat. Machar Rishut, Hakotah Rishut, Yotah Ketira Haimer, Shadech Es HaShabbat. So the Gemara explains away why you have two Malachas singled out, Harish and Ketira. Then the Gemara discusses also Havorah. Why is Havorah singled out? What about all the other Malachas? How come the others are not singled out? The Gemara gives an explanation. Either Havorah L'Lav Yotah, so Havorah L'Chalik Yotah. No, Machlok Satanoi. But otherwise, there's no reason why Havorah should be singled out. And then, you have a whole parish in the Chumash that singles out Hotsor. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. Why is Hotsor singled out? The Gemara doesn't have any drasha there. By the Chorish of Akotah, they have a drasha. By Havorah, they have a Machlok Satanoi. Why is it singled out? And by Hotsor, there's no reason why it's singled out. The Tosis comments on that. Why is Hotsor singled out? From all the other Malachas, the Tosis says that if Hotsor wouldn't be written in the Chumash, we would not have thought that it's a Malach. Aye, but all the other 38 Malachas we know are forbidden because they were in the Mishkan. Whatever was in the Mishkan, it says you're not allowed to make the Mishkan on Shabbos because every point of Akhiyat HaMishkan is a Malachas. So there was Hotsor also on the Mishkan. You know there was Hotsor. So why not say on your own, Hotsor is a Malachas? Why does the Chumash have to mention explicitly Hotsor? The Tosafot says, no, Hotsor is a Malachas Ruach. You're not creating anything new, you're not Mechadesh anything. All the 38 Malachas, Azeich Elabriya Shemayim Ba'aretz, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, he created activity. He did at the start, Kuma Yaseh, he created something. So the other 38 Malachas, you're creating some new Chepsah. Why is there a Kodesh doing something? Hotsor, the same object, and the money was in the Rishus HaYor, I take it into the Rishus HaYor. Money was over here, I move it down the way to Rishus HaYor. But I'm not creating anything new. But because Hotsor is a Malachas Ruach, I would not have said on my own that it should be offered on Shabbos just because it was Hak to have a Mishkan HaShiva. I would have thought that the Chalama doesn't constitute a Malachas. The Tosafot says that by the Chumash. And to mention explicitly that Hotsor is a Malachas. So that's what the people write about Malachas, write about the Sikha Kalele, these things. So that's Rashi Shita. That Rashi says in Shabbos HaFayim Zalad that Chod Tishvi Rasim HaNatar by Yom HaMalachas, that only applies to the 38 Malachas. But the Hotsor is to the Ferish Shikmar and Zorim that it doesn't apply. Hotsor, you need a Shir Shalom because the Malachas Hashem is on the third. And if you only have a Chod Tishvi activity, you did at the start, Kumi Yaseh, created something for the other 38 Malachas, You're creating some new chesed. Because he's doing something for stores, the same object, and the money was in the Shusharam, and I take it into the Shusharam. Money was over here, I move a dollar on it away to Shusharam, but I'm not creating anything new. But because for stores, the Malachi blew it, I would not have said on my own that it should be offered on Shabbos just because it was Hakshahab and the Mitzvah Hashiva. I would have thought that the Chalamah doesn't constitute a Malachi. But Tayshah says that's by the Chumash. And to mention explicitly that her store is a Malachi. That's what the Kriya is running right now. Lachay, the Rabbis in Sichah Kalela, she thinks that that's Rashi Shita. That Rashi says in Shabbat of Haindalah that Chat Shishir Asim and Hafer by all the Malachim, that only applies to the 38 Malachim. But the Haitor, it's a Beferish Ignorant Rabbin that it doesn't apply. Haitor, you need a Shir Shalom because the Malachim are not serving us the service. And if you only have a Chat Shishir, and then an animal comes and eats up that chutzi gurgis. And then he carries out another chutzi gurgis an hour later, and at the time that the second gurgis is carried out, the first chutzi gurgis is already gone. So the mother says that it's not as true as yaka. But what happens if he carries out a chutzi gurgis now and it's still there? And then he carries out another chutzi gurgis later. So then the mother says that it isn't true as yaka, and he is tired. By practice, by means, whatever, he's going to be tired. But if he's got it right, then he thinks that that's only a din in Hoshua. Because the shear by Hoshua is needed because Hoshua is a Malachah Gruah. And the Gemara says you need a shear by Hoshua because Malachah is not service of the Torah. But if you have a Chad with shear by Hoshua, the Bechlar is not called the same Malachah. So if you start off with it, it's a Malachah Gruah. It only has a Chesedis. If it has a shear Shalom, if it doesn't have a shear Shalom, it's a lack of Malachah is not service of the Torah. Once he carries out a chutzit gurgis into the street, and then an animal comes and eats up that chutzit gurgis. And then he carries out another chutzit gurgis an hour later, and at the time that the second gurgis is carried out, the first half of the gurgis is already gone. So the Gemara says that it's not the tzur of yachad. But what happens if he carries out a chutzit gurgis now and it's still there? And then he carries out another chutzit gurgis later. So then the Gemara says that it isn't tzur of yachad, and he is chayiv. By chatas, chayiv, meek, whatever, he's going to be chayiv. But if he's got it right, then he thinks that that's only a din in Hotzor. Because the shear by Hotzor is needed because Hotzor is a Malachah Gruah. And the Gemara says you need a shear by Hotzor because Malachah is not Shevet as Rufer. That if you have a chutzit shear by Hotzor, so the Chalav is not called the Shem Malachah. But to start off with, it's a Malachah Gruah. It only has a Chshivis. If it has a Shear Shalom, if it doesn't have a Shear Shalom, it's a lack of Malachah not Shevet as Rufer. So let's say a person will be Kotzer. Let's say a person will be Tochein. He'll be Teich Mechatzit Gregis. And then he'll eat it up. And he'll eat up that chatzit gurgis. Then he'll be taken another chatzit gurgis. So then the people got to think that it will be the tzur of yach. He thinks that there's no need for the first chatzit shir to be kind when you do the second chatzit shir. It's the tzur of yach from all day long. The only time the Gemara requires this and that payment out is only by Hoitzor. That's what he wants to say based on this Rashi and that find out. Rashi says chatzit shir as menatar applies to Malachah Shabbos. Even though the Gemara says that by Hoitzor chatzit shir is a lack of Malachah Nashem. So he makes this decision. But again, some Poskim claim, some Achorim want to say that they claim that there are Rishonim who disagree with Rashi. By all the 39 Malachas, you need a Shir for Shabbos because of Malachas Nachshavas Asherim. Shaila Ledina, are there any other practical Nachkaminis La'alocha based on this assumption that Hatzor is a Malach of Gur? So this is explained, that's why the Pesach has to spell it out. Why Habor is spelled out? Is it Machlekes Hatanoim, L'Lav Yotz, L'Hal Yotz? Why Chorosh is Akrat is spelled that? Is that the Machloek is Akanoim? But it tells you to the same as the Hashan for me didn't it. But why is Hatzor spelled that? So Taisa says to dispel a Havami. Because if the Malach of Gruah, I would have thought that it's not forbidden at all. So it tells me that it is forbidden. But that's only Havami. Is it Negei Ladina? So if the Prima Gwadim claims that it is Negei Ladina, he says based on this Rashi. If Hatzashir by Shabbos, Hatzashir by Shabbos is also by the 38 Malachas, and by Hatzor, Hatzashir will only be also with the Rabban. And I mean, if it's a Rufin, if it's Sarish one Chatzashir with another, if the first Chatzashir was already eaten up, or the first Chatzashir was burnt, or was Nisra, then the man let him do the Malach on the second Chatzashir. And if you've got him claimed, based on Rashi, the here does Chapa Nafkimin. What if you disagree with that Rashi? What if you hold like the Acharim claim that Rishonim would disagree with Rashi, that the Shiurim are required by all Amitas Melachas based on the principle of Melachas Machsheves Asur Terivah? Not only by Hotzah because of Melachas Gula, only the Shiur Shalom because of Melachas Machsheves. So then it's Nafkamina falls off. So then I want to know, are there any relevant Nafkamina? Is there any practical Nafkamina Ladina based on the assumption that Hotzah is a Melachas Gula?
Pick it up the second time and put it down to Lamas away, that's also the Rabban. Pachas me Dalaramis means I carry Dalaramis, I did making the Hanoch and this. The Gemara says that's also the Rabban. If you carry just Pachas and Dalaramis, that's Mutter even the Rabban. So the Niri, yes, that Kasha, why not say Chatzashir also in the Rabban? So the answer is no, that's not a Chatzashir, that's a Chatzim Alokha. You can even carry Dalaramis. If he carries an object that's very small, Dalaramis in the street, or he carries a small object from the Rishis Hayochan into the Rishis Haragin, then you can discuss possibly Chatzishir Asma Ater. And then we'll still say that it's not Asma Ater by Hoytzoah, because the Gemara says in Zvachim that the Shiurim are needed by Hoytzoah because of the Din, Malachas Machsheves. So if you have less than the Shiur, you have a lack of Malachas Machsheves, so it's not needs to be right. So by Hoytzoah, even that won't be the right. And the Miri says if you only carry two Amis, it's not even a Chatzishir. It's a Chatzim Elohim, it's a standard. This is a shaila. Are there any relevant nafkaminas ladina based on this assumption that Hoytzoah is a Melach HaGura, or is it just for Havamim? The Gemara has one man dama said according to Beitzilah, and the dates of Daphik base that Hoytzoah is Mutar on Yom Erev HaHoytzoah, the Shabbos Vein Erev HaHoytzoah Yom Kippur. Mutar Yom Kippur, one Amor Rahal is Mutar on Yom Yontif, there's no Erev HaHoytzoah Yom, but that, all that is Nitzah. That's Nitzah Lamaskam. So Tyson has the Havamina word, this man does not Havamim. That Shita Nigmar was because Hoytzoah Melach HaGura. But we don't pass like that. As it says, on Yom Kippur we assume that Hoytzoah is a Nisa Deraisa, and on Yom Kippur we assume also Hoytzoah is a Nisa Deraisa. The reason why they still allow people to carry things on Yom Kippur is not because Hoytzoah is had to go. No, it's forbidden to carry on Yom Kippur. Whatever Mitoch Shu'ut for the Tzorach Hutunamish Lo Tzorach, whatever is necessary for Tzorach HaYom Tzas, you're permitted to carry. But if you carry something on Yom Kippur, Shlo Tzorach Lal. So Taisus says that it's a Nisa Deraisa. Pashto says like Taisus that it's a Nisa Deraisa. So where do you have a nafkamina ladina? Except for that possible nafkamina with the shir, with the pure god. What if you leave out that if you don't hold like that Rashi with the pure god? Is there any other nafkamina? So there is a very relevant nafkamina for all the three meds to keep in mind. The Chatam Sofer has a tshuva, la halacha, about the doctor who had to be mechal Shabbat to go take care of a patient. Let's say, they call him up in Miller Shabbos that his patient is a Chodesh Eish B'Sakona before the Nebuch has to go. He has to go. He's Michal Shabbos to save the patient's life. Then he gets to the hospital, whatever he does there, he says, kill him, he cures the patient, whatever he can do. And then he's stuck in the hospital, so he's so far away from home. Can he be Michal Shabbos to come home or not? So what's the Pikuach Nefesh? He has another patient at home. So what's the Pikuach Nefesh to come home? So the Chodesh should be convinced to come home. So the Chatam Sofer has a din, a Chiddush Nitzvah, based on the Gemara he claims. He claims that there exists a Gemara, and that at this point out, if you look at the Gemara, it doesn't exist. The Chatam Sofer claims there's a Gemara in heaven that says, that he said he fears so from the Shum Tfilos, that he wants to encourage the doctor to go save the patient's life. The doctor will know in advance that this is going to share his whole Shabbos. He's going to have to go drive out to Beiberik. In order to take care of the chomer, then he's not going to see his wife, not going to see his children, not going to see his children, not going to see his sleep, then miss the Shabbos afternoon shir, and miss the rabbi's sermon, whatever he's nervous about. So he's going to be so aggravated that he may not want to go, he may hesitate. So he probably will go anyway, but he may hesitate. His initial instinctive reaction may be to hesitate. Maybe I'll go after Shabbos. He may waste 5 minutes of time before he decides that he's going to go to save the patient's life. And in those 5 minutes, the patient may die. So in order to encourage the doctor to go quickly, so we say, he feels himself a mission philosophy. We tell him in advance, don't worry. You should know that after you go save the patient's life, if you go for cross-nested purposes, we will allow you to go back home and enjoy your Shabbos. So some Sefer claims there's a Gemara that says this is Eruv. No, he says it's a Gemara that says in the Pirus of Mishnah, the Gemara talks about soul chase. The Gemara basically talks about specific cases. No, the Gemara basically talks about cases on Simchas Yotzeh. Some Sefer claims that there's an addition, another Gemara in Erevin that says the Pirus of Mishnah Tilosom with respect to Pikuach Nefesh. That someone travels to save someone else's life. If he, then he limits it. He says, if I'm the Chodesh Eishes HaKana and I went to the hospital to save my life, then you don't have to encourage me. You don't have to encourage me to go save my life. You don't have to tell me that after they treat me in the hospital, I'm allowed to go back home because I may not want to go in the first place. Sometimes he says, not so. And then he says, what if you're going to treat a Goy's life? What if the doctor goes to treat a Goy's life? So is he allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the Nachman's life? So offhand, the din is that it's us. So how come the doctors do it? How come all the doctors go to the Chal Shabbos to save lives of the Nachman? So the Sam Sefer says because he wants to save his own life. Because if they're going to know, if they're going to know that he's not going to go be Mechal Shabbos for the Nachman, they're going to kill him. So he says, even if we'll allow the doctors to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the Nachman, that's not because of the Pekuach Nefesh of the Nachman that's not. That's because of your Pekuach Nefesh. So then he says, if you've gone to travel to save the Nachman's life, you're not allowed to go back home. Because the hesed to go to save his life is because it's your Pekuach Nefesh that you're worried about. Whatever the Pekuach Nefesh is yours, then we don't have to encourage you by giving you a break in the end to yourself Mishnah Tilosom. The only time, he claims, the only time he has this Gemara, which really doesn't exist apparently, if you look in the Gemara, there is no such Gemara. The only time he claims that the Gemara says, Ruach HaKodesh, that we don't have. The only time you have this Gemara, he says, that says in yourself Mishnah Tilosom is when you're going to save the life of the Yisrael. To save someone else's life, but your life is not the sakona. His life is the sakona. So then the Gemara says you may hesitate and you may delay, so to encourage you to go faster. So we say, don't worry, we will allow you to go back home. That's what the Sam Sefer claims in the Gemara. So now you have limitations on that. You have the Rishayim stay in Beitza, quoted by the Magen Avraham LaHalacha and Hilchos Yonkei, that the only time you apply Hitir Yisrael from Mishum Chilosim when you apply it, when such a thing applies, is only if you're going to violate an Issa Derabbana. But if you're going to violate an Issa Deraisa, then you don't say it to yourself in Mishum Chilof. So the Moshe, what would we allow you to do? To the doctor, how to be Mechal Shabbos, how to go take care of the patient. So we would allow him to go back home. So we would allow him to take a taxi. We would allow him, let's say, to carry a Carmelis. To carry money in a Carmelis. Mukhse, Carmelis is the Rabbana. Mukhse Derabbana, we would allow him to Amir al-Nakhri. What Alam to do is during the Rabbanon in order to get back home. Chumen is the Rabbanon. May Alam to go back to the Chum maybe. What Alam to do is during the Rabbanon. But let's say to drive his own car back home, driving cars in Issa Deraisa, it's Mavir. You're burning the fuel. So if you're doing Mavir, if you're driving your own car, but to carry the Mishus Rabbin, let's say. So if you're going to violate an Issa Deraisa, the Dikha Sam Sefer wouldn't say that it's permissible. The whole Heter only applies if there is self Mishus Chilos, and if the Sofom is only going to violate an Issa Deraisa. That's how the Postman said. Aye, but it says the Ferish in the Gemara that the Sam Sefer had the Gemara. The Gemara that he claims exists. It says the Ferish, there are a lot of carry things home. And the Gemara seems to apply even to carry the Shusar Rabbin on highway. The Gemara in Erevin that the Sam Sefer claims is saying, give yourself a Shusar Rabbin, says the Ferish, when the soldiers go to wage war and they wipe out all the Arabs, so what are they going to do? No Shalom, no Shabbos, no Kriya Zatar, nothing. So we allow the soldiers to go back home with their guns, with their ammunition. They can go back home. So the Achrayim says that the Chafetz Yoyev said, on this Gemara, that he thinks that that's only Hotzor. Because he doesn't have any good Pshat anymore. He says, Halacha, Kriya Zatar, Mishum Chilosom, only applies to Din Derabbanan. As it says, the Ferish in the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Yontev, based on the Rishayim and Beit. So how come? So here also by the doctor, there's some certain claim the doctor is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to go back home and go to the Shabbos Rabbanah. And only if he went to save the life of someone else would be Yisrael. To save the life of a Nochri, then it's considered to save his own life. That's what some say. If you save your own life, you don't have to encourage him. So we don't give you any breaks at the end. You're going to run to save your life. Let's say, my wife is having a baby. I have to drive her to the hospital. So also, you have to encourage me to drive my wife to go to the hospital. My son also, he wouldn't say, dear self, I shouldn't say, well, I'm allowed to... And Stalin wouldn't be allowed to ask a Nachri to drive you back either. You don't need any encouragement. You only need encouragement to save someone else's life. It's not my aim. So then you say, no, we encourage you with Tirasov Mishnah Chilosom. So the Chelkas Yoyah points out, but the Gemara does say Tirasov Mishnah Chilosom on carrying. So he says he has no better pshat. He thinks he has to say that since Chotzo is a Malacha Grua, and this Svar of Malacha Grua is not just a Halamim. He would have thought that's only the pasuk, and I need to told this. No, he says it's nagel adin also, because I thought malacha grua. So therefore, I say yitira stuff mishum chilasam, even though it's an isa deraisa. But the other 38 malachas, if term deraisa, he wouldn't be mum. That's what the chalkas here is. This chasam sefer is quoted by the shmei shabbos chalkasa by all of the modern pasukim. They make this point. Moshe goes further. Moshe says that based on that Gemara, that Gemara says by Hotzah, he feels self and Shilasam. Moshe has a truth, and he says that it even applies to Din and Derais, and he doesn't accept this distinction that the Chelkas Yoyev makes between Hotzah as opposed to the other Malachas. And he says everything is Mut, even Malachas Derais are also Mut. But Aviva the Emes, like the Chasam Sefer, but more, the Chasam Sefer didn't give detail. This is on the assumption of the Chasam Sefer and the Chelkas Yoyev. They walk. So let's be blinded by the Chasam Sefer. Chasam Sefer claims that he learned everything that says he threw himself Mishum Chilasam by the soldiers carrying things back home. So the question is, but how are you matter serve the rice? So Moshe says, you see you matter even the rice. And most of the other pasuk say it's not true, only the Rabbanim. Ivy Digmar says carrots, and say it's a carmelus. It's only a carmelus. And Chalkas Yosef says, no, even the carry in a highway, even the carry should serve the rice, it's mostly because it's a malacha grua. I leave it to Emes, other parts in time that the whole Sam Sefer Gemara doesn't exist. Gemara doesn't say that the soldiers are allowed to carry their guns back home because we want to encourage them in the first place to go. It says the fair, it's a separate takonah. Gemara says it was a nice shahari, they made a separate takonah, that they're permitted to carry home all the things because Gemara says they once, after the soldiers went to save the Jews who were being attacked by the Arabs, and after they wiped out all the mechavim, so then they had all the guns there on Shabbos. What are they going to do with the guns? So they put it away. They put it away till after Shabbos. And then the Arabs came another time and they started to attack. And then the Jewish soldiers started to run to get the guns, and they weren't able to because they put them all in one room. So then the Gemara says it was a shechita. So from that time on, the Tanoim made a takana that whenever they went lahatzil, whenever they went to save someone's life, they should always take their guns with them and keep it in a comfortable position, in an available spot, so they shouldn't be worried later on in case anything will happen later. In other words, they always consider it a suffix sakana for later. But what's the doctor's suffix sakana if his motivation to go home is to eat his chum, to listen to the shiur? The Gemara never said it's either suffix should be there. He may get called again, so he can get called there. If they won't know to call him, right, that's all the part of the Gemara, correct. If they won't know to call him there, where he is now in the hospital. They only call him at home. So then he thinks that there may be even a far-fetched chance that maybe another choyla. That's a suffix because nefesh is there. Shabbos, he could go back to where his telephone is, where his answering service is, or whatever. Maybe there'll be another choyla who will need a treatment in a different hospital. The other choyla in the same hospital is there, but the other choyla may be somewhere else. He could go back, or the hospital, or let's say, so has to go back. Maybe they get another choyla. Okay, but let's say there's no such possibility. Let's say he's in the hospital where he works. And if there's another chayla, he's going to be here. So he tells the nurse, in the floor, okay, if anybody else call me, I'm here for the day. So then, if there's no suffix sakana, if there's no chashash and suffix sakana for him to go back home, the only thing is you want to encourage him in the first place to go quickly, so we give him a break in the end. So other posts can claim there is no such gemara. There isn't a gemara. In fact, it doesn't exist. There is no such gemara. Gemara says it was a separate sakana because of the chashash. He klach nefesh. Gemara never says the Tirus of Mishum Chilasam and anything there. The Tirus of Mishum Chilasam is a different sugi in Beitza.
What's the suffix of Kana, and why can't they just stay out wherever they end battle?
The problem is that
they put away the guns and they don't have them, so they can
stay with them. Gemara says it's too uncomfortable. Gemara says that they'll be uncomfortable, they'll be uneasy, so they may not be on the alert in case anything will come up. The soldier has to be comfortable to the extent that if he's shy, has to be comfortable, so he'll be a better soldier. He's more relaxed. That was the Takhanis HaTanayim that we treated. That's where it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Aruchayim. That's the Gemara. That's the only thing the Gemara says in there. He never says the word. It's never related to the Tirus Sofer Shem Chilasim. In fact, the Rishonim spell out that it's not based on a Tirus Sofer Shem Chilasim. So I think it makes a point that it has nothing to do with Tirus Sofer Shem Chilasim. It's an unrelated thing. That's what the other person Taina, that this whole Hishtashimus HaTvarim that the Shem Sefer started with his tshuva, why the Jewish doctor, who is religious, is to go to keep the Jewish patients. So he asked the Chasam Sefer, I don't know how to do it. How would I do it? He says, no, it's mutter. It's a pikuach nefesh. We're afraid they're going to kill us. And then he goes all the details. So how is he allowed to be in Chal Shabbos? I'm Yibli Yaakov. What is he allowed to do to save their life in the Nachi? And so on and so forth. The whole tshuva And then he gets to this point that the Tehillim is not Mishum Tchilah. So now this point is very difficult. There is no such thing.
Is it possible that the Ava, the other Ava that I'm treating by, isn't ever going to kill you, the doctor, but they're going to kill other Jews at some point, in which case, so it would be true, so it would be other people, other Jews. You might not care about the fact that they're going to riot and kill other Jews someplace else, but not going to kill you.
But the says not so. He says the Hesed is based on all of us, all the Jews of Sakhon, including me, including the doctor himself. He says if the doctor is going to rush to treat the guy's life because he feels that his life may be endangered also, so find out that we're not going to treat them on Shabbos. It's his own Sakhon. We don't have to encourage him to go quickly. He will rush. He says we have no Hesed, but I mean, fear is something to go. The whole Hesed that everybody quotes is based on Sansev. Sansev himself gives these restrictions. That is not really, you don't say he feels self mission to us. Because that's called your own Pikuach Nefesh. Yeah, it's on the same Gemara. Yeah. Everybody bases, the whole story is all based on this Gemara that the other Pasuk point out doesn't really exist. There is no such Gemara. What other dinim are based on? That's a shaila. So it's a shaila in din whether this Svara of Malacha Brua is really relevant Halacha Lamaise. It's only svaris biyamot. So how many? The mandama by Yom Tov not, mandama by Yom Kippur not. How many that by Shabbos it shouldn't be a malacha? But lamaskan alach lamais. Some pasuk hold that it's lamal of lamoris. But the fact that Haifa's malacha ruler plays absolutely no role whatsoever halach lamais. And others say no, but it does play a role. Even halach lamais. What other dinim I learned out from this pasuk of malachas mashevet? That by the Mishkan you need malachas mashevet, and mele to be labeled as a malach you need malachas mashevet. So he mentioned the Shiloh of Mishir, he mentioned the Shiloh of Kalach Hayad. Then you have places has a big machlokes with other Mishayim, what about a Dov Hashem Miskabel? If a person does, let's say a person opens up the door and he knows that by opening the door, he may or may not, depending how he opens up the door, he may or may not cause the light to go on. If he opens the door and he knows the Vada, the light's going to go on, so that's called a psik reishi, even though he's not interested in the light going on. But if it's the light, let's say, is wobbling, so sometimes it goes on, sometimes it doesn't go on, you can't tell whether it's going to go on or not, so the Gemara would call out a Dov Hashem Miskab. So what's the din of Dov Hashem Miskab? The Gemara has a machlekes hatana, machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon, where the Dov Hashem Miskab is also, or Dov Hashem Miskab is mutra. We pass an aloha that it's mutra. This machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon, by Dov Hashem Miskab, is found in the Gemara both for Gabi Shabbos. And the Gabi Kolat are a Kuluk, and again to other things as well, where the Dov Hashem Miskabin is also a Mitzvah. The Gemara has it in Zvachim, and again, the sprinkling wine on the Mizbeah, if you have a carpet of wine, normally when you bring wine, as Mizbeah in conjunction with the carpet, you pour it down the pipes in the Mizbeah, you pour it in the Shisa. It goes down into the ground, and it gets absorbed. What if a person brings a carpet that only consists of wine? Not that the wine comes in conjunction with an animal. All carpet is Minchas Nesachim. But you have a mincha bobet neyatzmo, you have a mincha that comes in conjunction with the korban, you have a mincha bobet neyatzmo. You have also yayin, you have minchas nesachim, means that the yayin comes in conjunction with the korban, and you have nesachim aboy mif neyatzmo, a korban of yayin mif neyatzmo. So the Gemara has one sheet that if the wine comes in conjunction with the korban, so the korban is being burnt on the mizbeah, so then you pour the wine down the sheet. But if the wine is the whole korban, so you're not going to burn anything on the mizbeah, so where's the hachtor? So Shmuel says in the Gemara that Hamisnad of Yayin, one who donates Yayin as a korban bifnei atzmo, the sechma abam bifnei atzmo, the viyon of the zavan al gali hoish, he has to sprinkle the wine on the fire, and the fire has to consume the wine. So the Gemara says, Takashe, ay, v'hakom echabe, that he may extinguish the flame on the mizbeah, and he will be violating the law of Veishtam, he took it on the mizbeah, lo yisirbe, so now there to extinguish the flame on the mizbeah. The Gemara says, v'chiteima, so he'll pour it in one corner. The Israeli is if he extinguishes the whole flame. For one quarter, so the flame will be over there. The Gemara says no. Even if he's merik achelas magal yam mizbeach, he's loike. Even if he only extinguishes a section of the flame, it's also a violation of the law of loisichbe. So how can Shmuel say that he's mizalat the yayin al gabi oishim? So the Gemara answers that he should mizalat the yayin in such a way that it may or may not cause the flame to go out. If you only sprinkle a little bit of wine, so it won't cause the flame to go out. So even though it may cause it to go out, that's a dov shein miskabe. And that's machlokes of Yudah Reb Shimon, and we pass in the Dov Hashem Miskabin as Mutar. So the Gemara clearly has, the Gemara has other cases also, and Pesach has many other cases. The Gemara said the Perish, that the heter of the Machlekes of Dina Rav Shimon, what the Dovah Shimon is covering, is also a Mutter, is not limited to Afkik, the Shabbos, it applies in Kol HaTerukum. So now Rashi and Pesach both have the following comment. Rav Yudah's opinion that Dovah Shimon is covering is also, and the Gemara says clearly that it's also an Ater, Rav Yudah's sheet is that Dovah Shimon is covering is also an Ater. That's only as far as Kol HaTerukum is concerned. But as far as Melacha Shabbos is concerned, either Rav Yudah agrees with Rav Shimon that the Natar of Dovah Shimon is Kavan is Mutter, and Rav Yudah only asks it with the Rabbanan. Rav Shimon holds Dovah Shimon is Kavan is Mutter and Shabbos and Kol HaTerukum. It's always Mutter. And Rav Yudah holds that it's Oster and Kol HaTerukum, but in Kol HaTerukum outside of Shabbos it's Oster and Natar. By Shabbos, it's Mutter and Natar, it's only Oster and Rabbanan. Why is Rav Yudah moited to Rav Shimon by Shabbos and it's Mutter and Natar, Dovah Shimon is Kavan? But Taisa says, because of this pasuk, Malachas Machshavas Oster Torah. You have to have a mind, in the sense of machshava. You have to have a mind to do the malach. If it's a dovah shein miskaven, I'm doing pula A, which may or may not result in pula B. So even Rav Yudah will agree that that's not a violation of the Torah of Yisuri Shams. It's only an issur d'rabban. Another rishonim disagree with Taisa. A big sheet from Kuvetzes and the Gemara of Tzudis. Many other rishonim disagree. And hold that Rav Yudah shita that dovah shein miskaven is also on Shabbos means that it's also on Torah, not just that it's also on Rabban. What is another din that's based on the pasuk of Malach Machshavas? Another din is right. Malach Shein Tzvicha Lagufa. It's another machlokes of Yudah and Rav Shimon. Gemara has a case that a person carries out a mace with cover. A person carries a mace out from the Mishus Hayavan into the Mishus Harav, and his intention is to bury the mace. Or a person throws his garbage out through the window. He throws the garbage out from the Mishus Hayavan into the Mishus Harav, and he throws it into the street. Puts it into the garbage pit. Whatever. So the Gemara says that's machlokes of Yudah and Rav Shimon. That's the case of Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. What exactly that means is a problem. That's the case of Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. So the Gemara says that's Machlokes of Yudah Rav Shimon, whether that's an Issur Deraisa or an Issur Derabbanan. An Issur, it is. The only Machlokes is an Issur Deraisa or an Issur Derabbanan. So according to Rav Shimon, that Malacha Shein Tzvicha Legufa is Mutam in Atayra, and the whole Issur is only Derabbanan, why should it be Mutam in Atayra? But Rashi and Taisus have a Machlokes. But Rashi said that it's based on this pasuk of Malachas Machshavas Asvatera. That Malachas Machshavas tells you you have to have a mind for a certain tachlis. But if you have a mind the wrong tachlis, then there's no reason there, right? And Taisus disagrees and says it has nothing to do with Malachas Machshavas. It's a different part, a different element. That's Machlokes, Rashi and Taisus within Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's din, Reb Shimon's Lagufa, is it based on Malachas Machshavas or based on a different club? It has to be Dumi the Mishkan. The Mishkan they did it for that sake. But it's not because it's the lack of Malachas Machshavas. That's a big machloek. That's a big machloek. It's Rashi and Taisus. What's the definition of Malachas Machshavas? A long story, huh? Yeah.
I mean, I was learning the mission
in
Shabbos.
Maybe it may come up in Shabbos. I don't remember. A long story. What's another thing that's based on Malacha Machshavas? The Gemara says, Mekalke. If the person does Malacha, Kidarka, not Malacha Yad. He does Malacha Kidarka, but he does Malacha in an open up Kilko. He's Mekalke. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, call him Mekalke in the Turm. If you do Malacha in Shabbos, both in Shal Kilko, you're potter because you require Malacha Machshavas. That's the term. If Malacha is done, well, even Shal Kilko, that's a lack of Malacha Machshavas. The Gemara has another thing. That based on Malachas Machshavas Asotera, Shmuel says, "Hamasasik b'Shabbos Patur, Malachas Machshavas Asotera." More in Bava Kama has the end of the second parak. Let's say a person carries on Shabbos b'Shege. He has to bring a korban chatur. What's considered carrying on Shabbos b'Shege? That is chayv chatur. So the Gemara gives two examples. Either he knows that he's carrying, but he forgot that today is Shabbos. But he knows that today is Shabbos, and he doesn't know that it's forbidden to carry on Shabbos. These are the two examples of Malacha b'shege. Shege got Shabbos, he thought it was his watch Shabbos. He thought it was Erev Shabbos. His watch is fixed. He thought it was after Mishoi Shabbos. He thought it was after Shege got Shabbos. Or Shege got Malacha, he didn't know that there's such an Isra of carrying. He thought that other things are us, he didn't realize carrying is us. What if he didn't know that he has something in his pocket? Let's say he has a handkerchief. He didn't know that there was a handkerchief in the pocket. So he carried on Shabbos with Shigigas Vasir, Shigigas Hapur. So the Gemara says in Baba Kamed that if he didn't realize that he was carrying, Shmuel says that the Sasik B'Shabbos Pater because Malachas Machshavas Asvetera. That there's no Aveir at all. A person is Mistasik, he doesn't have to bring a Chakot. If he's Mechal Shabbos B'Shege, he has to bring a Chakot. But if he does Mechil Shabbos B'Nistasik, he doesn't even have to bring a chatas at all because malachas nachshav is hasatara. If it's done, the hisaskus bialmo, it doesn't even constitute a nisa malacha whatsoever. So there's a big machloikis in Achreidim, machloikis Rabbi Kiveger nachadas das. Whether this is dafki limited to Shabbos, like malachas nachshav is hasatara means misasik is only not called malacha at all on Shabbos. But if a person does a different avera, the misasik goma. An example? Yeah, let's take a normal case. Chela is the exception to the rule. Chela is the exception to the rule. This gives an example, right? This gives an awkward example. Let's say a guy's a shaykhid. And it's moderate. That's for professional. So he shechts one behemoth, another behemoth, another behemoth. And then he finds out after he shechts all the behemoths that one of them was a b'chor behemoth, that it belonged to a Jewish farmer, and he didn't have any shutz for sakum, and he violated the Issa Kores of Shchut Echutz. He slaughtered in New Jersey and shechts a behemoth, and he didn't know that this behemoth was a b'chor behemoth. It was all in my farm, that it came from a Jewish farmer, they didn't sell. So that's called a misasik. That he didn't realize what the facts of the case were. That's a misasik. So what's the halacha in such a case? So the Mishnah says in such a case, a misasik, that he's not chayv chatz. Normally if a person violates shvut yichud b'shoigeg, he knew that this animal is a korban, but he just didn't know that it's forbidden to slaughter korbanas chutz l'migdosh. Or he didn't know that it's also mismanshei b'is ha-migdosh kayim, he thought those dinim don't apply. But he knows it's a korban. He knows it's a korban in the earth. Then it is that he's chayv. He's chayv a chatas because kosher is done a kores. She could go to chatas. If he would have done the shvut echutz b'meizah, he wouldn't have chayv kores. Now that he did it b'shege, he's chayv a chatas. But what happens if he didn't even realize that it was a korban? He didn't realize that it was a korban. So then the Mishnah says and increases that he doesn't have to bring a chatas. So the Kideya has a machlokes with the chavis das. What's the nature of that din? Does that mean that misafik is not an avera anywhere? Not by Shabbos, not by kol ha-tara kula. I think Gemara learns it out from the pasuk Malachas Machsheves. No, it's lav davke. If it's only based on the pasuk Malachas Machsheves, then it only applies to Shabbos. It shouldn't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger taines. Misasik by Shabbos is learned out from Malachas Machsheves. If the guy carries things in his pocket that he didn't realize he was carrying, so that's not called an aver at all. But if the fellow shechts a korban b'chutz, if the shechts a b'chor b'em Torah without realizing it, so the pasuk tells us Hashachot Abba Prat L'Misasik. That's a patur from chatas, but it doesn't mean that it's not an aver at all. An aver it is. He has to do tshuva. He needs a kapara for that. An aver it is, but he doesn't have to bring a korban chatas. But by Shabbos, it's not called an aver at all. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. And he's disagreeing with the chavis das. The chavis das, the author of the Nesivos, holds that it's not so. That the fact that the Gemara calls malachas machshavos on misasik is lav davke. The pasuk really is a shechata bo. The Nesivos is in Hilchos Pesach. He talks about by Moshe and Yitzchak. Kiveger has a tshuva to him in the tshuva shevirik in the chetz. So the Chavis Das explains that the pasuk that tells us misasik is potter is hashachat bokrat misasik, and that's universal din. And that universal din means not only that there's a poor kavod, it means that there's no aveir at all in kol ha-tara kula. I said there's no aveir at all in kol ha-tara kula. So why do I need a potter? Malachas machsheves by Shabbos to tell me that misasik is potter? So Tosis explains that's addition. That's an additional misasik. Tosis says in Shabbos I find base on the base, and in Sanhedrin and many other misichtos. Tosis says there are two dinim on misasik. There's one dinim misasik that actually applies in kol ha-tara kula if the person didn't even have kavanas asir, didn't even realize what he was doing. He didn't realize that this is a korban. He didn't realize that he's carrying anything. He just didn't know what the facts were. So that's a dinim kol ha-tara kula shachot avah kata misasik. And this pasuk malachas machsheves tells me a whole different dinim misasik. Let's say the guy's eating Suda Shabbos and Leil Shabbos, and he finishes eating, he wants some dessert. His wife says she forgot to buy any fruits. He says, okay, we have an orange tree in the backyard. We'll go out and pull an orange off from the tree. He didn't realize that it's us. As an area, didn't realize that it's us to pull up oranges. He goes out in the dark, and no light, and he pulls off a fruit, and he goes, but it's an orange, and it comes out that it was an apple. He had two trees that were next to each other. He says he's going to pull off two oranges, and then in the dark, he made a mistake, he pulls off two apples. So the Gemara says, "Niskaven alakipeinim v'liketanovim." So the Gemara increases that he's potter. That's called the lack of that misasik. The lack of mashiv is also third. That's what the Gemara says. Tosis says, "What kind of a misasik is that? He wants to do a malacha and he goes and he did the malacha. The only thing is, he did. Let's say I wanted to shecht the bechor behemah tahira that was born to Farmer Jones. Farmer Jones is a goy. It was born to Farmer Reuven." Then I shechted b'chor behemet Torah that belonged to Farmer Shimon. So I switched the wrong behemet. That's not called misasek. Misasek means if I didn't even realize that it's a b'chor behemet Torah, but if I know it is, just that I thought it belonged to me, it belonged to Shimon. That's the same thing. So by Shabbos, niskavim alach ha'teinim b'meizid, v'likat ha'novim. So that's the malach ha'meizid. It should be chayiv nisir. It should be chayiv nisir. So the Gemara says no. That malach is not shevet ha'asot Torah. That it's potter l'gamrei. Since he wanted to do the malach with one chetzer, with a kpeda, let's say he wanted to pluck off te'enim shchoros v'likit te'enim levonos. He wanted to have green grapes, and instead he pulled off the purple grapes. So that's a kpeda because they look differently, they have a slightly different flavor. Let's say he wanted to pull off one orange, he pulled off another orange. That's all the same thing. All the oranges are the same, but one is a seedless orange, and one is not seedless. It's a different meaning. It's a different meaning. Then it's a kpeda. Then we have a pasuk that by Shabbos that's a lack of melachas moshavos. That's why you need an additional pasuk. That's what the Chabad Dal said. The din of misasek, you can call it a rekul as a din, then it's not called an aver at all. And that's based on the pasuk ashechatukov from misasek. And that it's not an aver at all. Why can call it a rekul? Not just for Shabbos. So what's added by this pasuk, melachas moshavos? The only thing that's added is that. That even if miskaving the laketanim, the liketanovim, that's also called misasik by Shabbos only, not by kol ha'perekul. That's Pesach sheet. That's the Pesach sheet. The Rambam has in Gansan a different sheet. The Rambam writes the Feirish like that, and the Niri quotes that Rambam. The Niri usually follows that. The Rambam and the Niri write the Feirish that the din of misasik only applies to Shabbos. There is no din of misasik in kol ha'perekul. If that person shechts a korban, and he thought it was a behemah skulin, and it turned out that it had kedushas b'chor behemah toira, but the Rambam sheet is that he's chayv chatas anyway. I, the Gemara says, misasik b'chalom arayis chayv shikim nehne, so the Gemara would appear that only by b'yif asuris and macholos asuris, then you chayv, then you call it a kul or you potter, so the Rambam also does lav dafke, he writes over here, that's lav dafke. The Rambam writes explicitly that the only time misasik is potter is by Shabbos, and the Niri quotes it also like that in Rambam. It's so hard to believe that that's the Rambam Shita. It was never realized that that was Rambam Shita. So Rabbi Zeh Shachar Hefetz says a Kiddush in the state. He says one of his Talmidim convinced him. He says he always worked with the assumption, everybody works with the assumption that the Rambam holds like Tesis. Because when you learn Gemara, you learn Gemara Rashi and Tesis, then you look in the Rambam later. So everybody's blinded by the Tesis. That Tesis says the Sasek is a Dina Kala Perukula, and the Shabbat is an additional Dina Nesasek, namely the Skavan Alakatena Velike Eit Anovim. That's an additional Dina. In the basic Dina Nesasek, if there's no Kavana Sasiya, it is not called an aver at all, and called a kula. It's not chiyuv katos. Everybody always assumes that the Rambam holds like Tesis on that. So Leizer Shach writes in his sefer that one of his talmidim showed him that the Rambam says the Feirish not so. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis increases on daf yutes, and the Mishnah Shachata bo prat misasik. And the Rambam in the Yad HaZoker, then the Niri shows it out the Feirish. Whenever the Gemara talks about misasik, the Niri says the Feirish like that. Misasik is only through by Shabbos. Never applies in any area outside of Shabbos. I think Gemara says. Chalav arayis just representative of all the other Torah Yeshiva based mitzvahs. The only one mitzvah where there's a din of misasik being taught there is by Shabbos.
Misasik mm-hmm.
He says that it isn't out there, it's just that it's a p'tur from Monshe. Right, he has a whole shtigl Torah based on this. He has a kashon and a gemara shvuas, and this is the yisoid of his Torah. That misasik doesn't mean that there's no aver. There is an aver, just that it's a p'tur from chatos. And by Shabbos only does the gemara say malachas machshavas al satorah, that the definition of the malach has to be malachas machshavas. And if it lacks malachas machshavas, then it's not called a malach at all. Then it's hetter gomer min hatorah. No, that's true. That's correct also? No. Tais just says Ashachotabo Pratma Misasik, that there is a din of Misasik in Kol HaTarikula. But that Pasik Ashachotabo is written in Parshas Chatos, in Parshas Vayikra. But that Pasik only says it's a Pturk Mechatos Kavua. He says it does mean Pata Chatos out of the earth. Only Patas Chatos Kavua, regular Chatos, of Kizbo's theorem. And then he says this Pasik, Lach Mashem, tells you how to go. But this Pasik is only Shabbos, but this Pasik tells you two dinim, regular Misasik, which in Kol HaTarikula is only a Pturk Chatos, by Shabbos is Heta Gomer Minatera. And number two, that there's an additional din of misasik, there's kavan alaketein, but likit levanim, but that's mutam and atar. Mutam means that it's no aver. If he did it, there's no aver at all. You can't say it's mutam and atar. How can you say he's in kavan alaketein, but likit anovim, the mezit? How can you say then it's in kavan alaket anovim? But if he did it, then it turns out there's absolutely no aver at all in atar. Because that's a lack of malachas nashev. Right. Is it called a Maisa Avera with a Ptur of Chatos only? Or it's not even called a Maisa Avera at all? And the Rambam denies the whole thing. The Rambam says that you're even Chayav Chatos and Kol HaTorah Kula outside of Shabbos. There's no Din of Misasek at all, period. The only time that you have a Din of Misasek is only by Shabbos. Right, some Rishonim make a tushtel, right, the Ram make a tushtel to this Gemara, that is. Even though Mistasik is usually Potter, but she came then as considered like Miskaven, so they say the same by Mitzvahs, even though Mitzvahs, even if one should assume Mitzvahs, Shrikas Kavane, but if the Mitzvah has Hanos Aguf, then Hanos Aguf considers it as if there were a Kavane. That's how the Ram explains the Ramam Shita. But the Rambam himself doesn't know anything more like that. The Rambam himself denies the whole principle of Shekinah. He says Chalom HaRai is just representative of all the other Tafei Yishuv based mitzvahs. The only one deal in the Torah that Misasik is Potter is by Shach, the Ferish and the Rambam, both in the Tirush HaMishnah and in the Yarach HaZot. He quotes, Rav Leis Shach quotes Rabbi Gerelet's son-in-law. And the Gerelet's son-in-law used to teach in Aishida, had a son-in-law who's everything in the world. Very big time of office. So his son-in-law showed him the Rambam. Because he looked in the Rambam and he really convinced him that that's what the Rambam said. Found it hard to believe. And then he realized the Rambam really says it. Shook him up. And it's against Tosfos. No one ever realized that. The Rambam's Cholek and Gansu was the Tosfos. How do you know that there are 39 Malavas? The Gemara has three different opinions. The one opinion of the Gemara is based on the first Pasuk in Parshas Vayakal. That it's Eva Havvarma Shetiv Hashem Asosa Sam Shesh Sam Teyos Malacha Ovayam Ashvi Yekodesh. So since the pasuk says Eila Hadvarim, the Gemara says we make a gematria. Eila Aleph Lamed Hey. Lamed is 30. Hey is 5. Is 35. And Aleph is 1. Is 36. And Dvarim is Mil Grabim Shnayim. Is 37. 38. And the Hey of Hadvarim, Dvarim Hadvarim, like he had an argument. Does he Hey? Ho Eved. Eved. Ho Eved. Ozen. Ho Ozen. The Gemara says sometimes he darshim with a Hey. The other time it doesn't open a Hey. So the Gemara says over here Eila is 36. And Hadvarim, Dvarim is 2, and Hadvarim is a Hey, he makes it 3. So that adds up to 39. So the Yeshua comments on that Gemara, that, like the Ramban writes in the Sefer Hazula, that Gematria is not from the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshetem. You have a Brice, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, but you'd give a Midrash HaTorah Nidreshetem, and you don't have Gematria. And you have a Brice that you say, really, you have more, you have 39 Midrash HaTorah Nidreshetem. Gematria is still not one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshetem. What do you mean? One time I learned that from this post, the Gela Hadvar, the Yeshua said, this is clearly only an Asma. This is not a legitimate Mokra. Gematria, the Mishnah says in the end of the first paragraph of Chagigah, Gematria is a parpiros lacha. It's a nice thing, but it's only a parpiros. It's not. You can never darshan a real din der Isa based on a Gematria. I, the Gemara in Nozir, says, it's tam zir shloshim yom. A Nozir can in the Kabbalah Nozir to be a Nozir 50 days, 60 days, 1,000 days, 10 years, 20 years. But never less than 30 days. If the Kabbalah Nazir is for one day, and Nazir is plus in the Lamed Yom, he has to be a Nazir for a minimum of 30 days. And the Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, I'm a Chloekis, and one Madama says, Kodesh Yihye, Gadol Peres Arosh, Yihye, Bigimatria, Plus in Habib, Yud-Hei, is 30. So the Rambam writes there that it's Halacha Majim Sinai. And the Ramban writes also in the Sefer Agula that that Rosh, Yihye, is only in Asmachta, because Gematria is Parpura is Lacham. But this is not the bona fide Russia, this is just a parfumerous Mahatma. So what is the real Russia? So the Gemara has a machloikis, other sheep to say. So Yeshua says, this Tana is also relying on the other Tana. This Tana doesn't really mean that this is a Russia Gemara. A Gematria is only a parfumerous Mahatma. So what is the Russia Gemara? So one Tana says in the Gemara that you add up every time it says the word Malacha, Malachta on the Torah. Falos Yom Malacha Yumas, here it says Malacha. Yarab all the time it says Malacha by Shabbos, and Yarab all the time it says the word Malacha by the Mishkan. Every time it says Malacha, Malachas, Malachto, Yarab all up. And the Gemara has a Machlaikis Amorayim, what about by Yarab all the Lassus Malachto? It says by Yasef. And he came home, by Yashus Potiphar, so he came home Lassus Malachto. So the Gemara has a Machlaikis Rabbi Shmuel, what Pshat in the Pasuk is Lassus Malachto means to do his work in the house. He was a worker. So in that case, you count this as one of the Lamed Tesalus Malacha. This is one of the 39. Oh no, by Yavam Lassus Malacha means that he was Miskabim and Baravir. Lassus Malacha means to be Mizane, but this is Kotifa, in which case we will not test. Tashma Shamit is not counted as one of the Chamashi Yom on Yom Kippur. It's not one of the Lamed Tesalus Malacha, it's Mutan Shabbat, Mutan Dom Yosan Yom Kippur. So you don't count Tashma Shamit as one of the Lamed Tesalus Malacha. It has nothing to do with the Mishnah. So the Gemara has a Machlaikah, whether that counts or not. The Tosfos Yontif has a kasha, and the Mishnah is a perfect kasha. What do you mean? It only says 39 times Malach Malach is Malachto. It says many more than 39 times. So he tries to give you a cloud which to count and which not to count. 39 at the end of the Erevin has a kasha. And he says he checked out the whole cheshbon of the Tosfos Yontif and Malach Gal. So he gives a different suggestion, which he didn't work out. And others worked out to the 39 suggestion and doesn't work out. So there are different sheets in the Gaonim. The Gaonim and the Rishonim have different sheets on how to figure out which 39 Malacha, Malachta, Malachas count and which do not count. Mendel Kash of the Parach just passed away a few months ago and put out a big fat sefer, what is it, Dibri Menachem. So the Chelik Beis Dibri Menachem has a long Arichat Dvarman as he quotes all the opinions from the Gaonim and from the Rishonim, which are the 39 Malacha, Malachas, Malachta that are counted and which are not counted. But that's a bona fide drasha. That's a drasha gemur. That's not paparos lachachma. Gematria is paparos lachachma. If you add up how many times the word is mentioned in the Chumash, that's a drasha gemur. Like the Gemara learns that, how do you know how many zrikis you need by carbon chatas? And the Gemara says karnas, karnas, karnos. And how many you need for a sukkah? And the Gemara learns it out from basukas, 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 and so on. So this obviously is a style of a drasha gemur. How many hadasmi need? Learn how from Anaf, 8 times, the word is written 3 times, and the more long that how many Dayan you need, Alukim, Alukim, 2 times, 3 times. I don't know which one of the meanings it is, but that's assumed by the Tanakh, because he has Rosh Gemara there right. And the other Tanakh in the Gemara says that it's not based on how many times it says the word Mavacha in the Chumash. It's rather Hachtahavi the Mishkan Hashiva Korolei, Yav Hachtahavi Mishkan Hashiva Korolei told them. It had just so happened that there were 39 Kulas in the Mishkan. It turned out like that, but it's not that the Chachamim started out with the number 39 somewhere in Chumash, then they had to figure out which 39 Kulas, which were the 39 major Kulas in the Asiyas HaMishkan. They figured out which were the major Kulas, and it turned out to be 39. That's the third time in the Gemara. I think Mar gives slight not communist Ladina as to whether they start off with the number 39 and then they figured out which pulas in the Mishkan were the Malachas Chashuvas, or they start off by figuring out which are the Malachas Chashuvas and it turns out to be 39. Mar Shabbos has slight not communist. Okay.